Hello, group leaders. This is our 23rd podcast. And with me today is Laura Mulligan and Kenny Atkinson. I'll let them introduce themselves and then we'll jump in after that.
Hi, I'm Laura. I am on staff here as the care coordinator at the Pickerington campus. I've also been a grace group leader for probably about 8 or 9 years now. And I lead with my husband and some other people. And we're also a host of a grace group.
What kind of grace group, Laura?
Our grace group right now is empty nesters. So anyone who has a child in high school getting ready to go to college, or they've launched children in college or young adults, that's kind of our age group.
Gotcha. And Kenny?
Hi, I'm Kenny Atkinson. I'm the community coordinator at Grace. Some of you don't know that, what that even means. So the giant new building, I am running a lot of it. So my job is to fill it up with just awesome community stuff and bless people. My wife and I led a grace group for, I think, 7 years. The first one we did with Laura and her husband. We recently have turned that group over to another couple that was in our group, and the group stayed together, and they're leading it now. And we've been at Grace for, I think, 11 years.
That's great. Laura, tell us how your group started.
So originally there was a focus group that we were a part of called Marriage on a Mission. And that was a short-term group. And we met Kenny and his wife, Kelly, in that group. And we had a discussion circle that just really got along. We were kind of all in a similar season of life, and we just all had fun together. And we said, why don't we turn this into a grace group at the end of this Marriage on a Mission focus group? So that's what we did. My husband and I, like I said, had just built a house and we wanted to host grace groups there. So we said we would be the host home. And we just started meeting weekly and really enjoyed being together. Kelly and Kenny were there and kind of helped lead. And that's how it started.
And it grew.
And it grew, yes. So it went beyond the people that were just in that discussion group. We were enjoying being together, growing in our faith, and having community together, and we were kind of inviting friends into that group. So it did multiply.
Tell us how that happened. You actually multiplied Kenny and Kelly out of your group. So you kicked them out?
We did not. During the time that we got to know Kenny and Kelly, we learned that they were a blended family. And they really were starting to feel called to start a group with other blended families that were in kind of the same season of life. And so it was a really good conversation, and we were very supportive of that idea. So we wanted to encourage them to go do that.
So how did it get decided who would go where, who was going to stay, who was going to leave with them? How did that multiplication actually happen?
So it was really pretty organic. It was at the end or near the end of a group season that we kind of let our group members know that that was something that they were thinking about doing. And so we kind of left an open invitation to anyone that they were welcome to stay, or they were welcome to go with Kenny and Kelly and join that group if they felt called to it. And there were no hard feelings either way, and it kind of was a natural break at the end of the group season.
That makes sense. And before I jump to Kenny, since they left, and now it's been many years, what, 7 or more years ago, your group has filled up. Even post them leaving, you filled all those seats
again. Definitely. Yes, it definitely backfilled. We're just running a standard grace group of couples and singles in all seasons of life for a few years. And then my husband and I, when we started to go through a season of being empty nesters, realized that that was a significant season in life that we wanted to walk with others who were also going through that. And so then we transitioned to kind of more of a theme group. But it was great. And, you know, we still are friends with Kenny and Kelly, and there were no hard feelings, and two groups were born out of one.
That's great. So Kenny, tell us a little more about your and Kelly's desire for a blended family group.
I mean, honestly, when you're a blended family, it was mostly Kelly at first. She definitely, you know, you have struggles as a blended family, and we kind of felt like, man, I wonder, let's reach out to Pastor Kevin and see if this is something we'd be allowed to do. And it's just an interesting dynamic that I think a lot of people in our church are blended families.
Yeah.
And overall, we didn't feel like, where's a resource for them?
Yeah.
So the longer you do it, the better you get at it. But we thought it might be interesting to have a group of people that were kind of all in the same thing, and you could get, you know, different ideas.
Yeah.
And what do you struggle with, and how do we grow from that? And
let me jump in there for a second. Just say we do get requests on occasion for what we might call an affinity group, right? So a lot of churches, like, anything can be a group, and you have a bowling group and you have a motorcycle club group and this and that. Like, we don't do that. But what we do like, in similar fashion to your case, is when like-minded people come together and it's a regular grace group. Like, you're studying the scriptures every week. Like, you're doing the grace group things. You just have things in common. For example, a couple weeks ago, somebody came in and wanted to know if they could start a group with folks that have special needs kids. I'm like, yes, if you're a normal group, meaning you're studying scripture every week, you're building community with each other, you're doing community outreach things and doing social things. So you have to, the main thing of group has to still be the main thing of group, right? Yep. So how did that work out over time?
It went great. And I mean, anybody was welcome to join it. So we didn't make it exclusively just for blended families. And over the years, I think we were up to around over 20 people at some point.
Yeah.
You and Vince would probably know better than we do.
Yeah.
And the majority, probably 60 to 70% were blended families.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of just happened organically. So it grew and it grew and grew and grew. And I think the more people that got connected to it then started getting connected more to the church and started making the big church feel small. And
yep.
Then they're volunteering and they're seeing everybody when they come in the door. And then, oh, we're going on Thursday night. We'll come on Thursday night too. So it really built like a very close-knit community pretty quickly.
That's awesome. Love when that happens, all those things. Tell us now, you and Kelly have transitioned out of the leadership of that same group. Tell us how that happened and how did you raise up these other leaders?
Yeah, so our kids are at the ages now where they're doing lots of stuff. Our daughters are freshmen. The boys are 7th grade and 6th grade. So we realized if we were going to lead, we have to be able to be consistent every single Monday night. And it was going to be something that might be tough. We miss one here and there. And as leaders, we don't ever want to miss one.
Right.
So over time, we had identified a couple group leaders that we thought would be good. Talk to them about it, like, hey, we still want to be in the group, but we would like you to lead the group.
Yeah.
And they took it on, and they were excited to do it. And
yeah, and they came to a class we did last summer, which we'll do again this summer. We call it a potential leader cohort, where they learned about what does it mean to be a group leader, and what are the responsibilities, and like, what are the asks, and they jumped right in.
Yeah, 100%. And the whole group stayed. It's not like anybody left. Everybody still attends, and they host it at their house, and then there's another couple that hosts every other week. So yeah, it worked out great.
Yeah. So these are great stories of group forming, becoming, you know, regular grace groups and building community with each other, growing, multiplying, and then finding new leaders, development. All that stuff is great stuff. Guys, thank you for your time. We're going to wrap this up. Group leaders, your action step out of this is to look around your circle the next time you all meet group, or maybe the next several times, and just consider who's sitting here could be a group leader. Who's sitting here could multiply out of our group, or maybe which two couples, if you're a couples group, could jump out and start something new. So do that, and we'll see you soon.